Vishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and all of you who are viewing this live emission of the memorial ceremony of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I think we are all overwhelmed by grief and we move between two alternatives. At one time we think it can't be true that Bhakti Charu Maharaj has left us. Then the news are there and we cannot deny them. And they reach our heart and we are thinking, oh my God, we are really bereft of His presence. For me, it is still not easy to accept that He is not with us. Yesterday, I watched the Zoom conference when His body was there in the funeral chamber of the Funeral Institute, and I found myself reaching out to Him and say, please rise, please stand up, please talk to us, please smile. This will be much better than just going away so suddenly and so and much too soon. So we are wrestling still with the two ideas. Oh, Maharaj, you are so kind-hearted, you are so good. Please, it can't be true that you have left. Not in such a way. And the other side in us has to come to grips, to an understanding that, yes, such a kind-hearted Vaishnava, such a very close and dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, has left us. It is not easy for anyone who knows Bhakti Charu Maharaj and who loved Him to accept that He has now finally left. At this time, I would like to say how Srila Prabhupada commented on the departure of a Vaishnava. I have written it down, so I will read it to you. He says, people with a poor fund of knowledge, people who don't understand properly, they do not know the difference between the death of a devotee and the death of a non-devotee. In this connection, an example can be given. A cat carries its kittens in its mouth and it also catches a rat in its mouth. Superficially, the catching of the rat and the kitten appear to be one and the same. But actually, they are not. When the cat catches the rat in its mouth, it means death for the rat. Whereas when the cat catches the kitten enjoys it. When I was in Mumbai, I once saw, it was very, I was on my way to the temple in Juhu, beach temple, Radha Rasa Bihari Mandir. I was going and I saw there was, it was early in the morning, dark, and a rat was going there. And all of a sudden, from an entry of one of these houses, a cat came and he broke the neck of the rat and killed it. That is how death is for a non-devotee. Death comes and jumps on the non-devotee, and it's a dramatic event with a lot of anxiety and pain for the non-devotee. But then I saw that the same cat was going inside the entrance of this house. It was returning, and from a cardboard box, it took one of the kittens, small cat, and carried it so lovingly with the same mouth. Sorry, from here to there, and it was such a loving scene. So in the same way, when Krishna comes in the form of death to a dear devotee of his, then he carries the devotee lovingly. He carries him to the next destination. I think we all feel that, because Bhakti Charu Maharaj was so focused with his mind on the service of Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna must have carried Bhakti Charu Maharaj to the service of Prabhupada, wherever Prabhupada is serving at the moment, and to the service of Radha and Krishna. Yes, from our side, it also looks dramatic to witness the death of a devotee, the departure of a devotee. We are overwhelmed and we cannot come to grips with this. And we wake up in the morning and ask, is it true? Is it true? And when we are alone, we cry. But please know that our Bhakti Charu Maharaj has been carried by the Lord to his next service. When I think of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I think of many, many things. How he used to come to Germany regularly, and I became his translator. He spoke in English and I translated it into the German language. Maharaj traveled in Switzerland and in Austria and gave many public programs. And all this, at the end of the public programs, the people were charmed. And I asked him, Maharaj, when I give a public program, sometimes people are very upset with me. How is it that they are always charmed when you speak? And he said, Prabhupada's mercy. I can remember many things, how we were going with the car and then stopping the car near a field, and how we ate a simple prasadam with bread and butter and some tomatoes and cucumbers. I can remember how Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, let us go to Sweden. Harikesh Maharaj is not well. Let us encourage him. I can remember many, many instances of, going to programs which were arranged in libraries where people were full, where there was a full capacity of holding, and people bought German Gitas and Bhagavatams. But there's one memory, one single memory, which stands out from all these other memories. It is a memory which I will keep. It was in Wiesbaden, near Frankfurt, and we had just arrived from driving a long way, because in the evening there would be a program in the Namhata Center, and many other Namhata centers were coming to listen to Maharaj. So we had just arrived, and our hosts had prepared some prasadam, and we had eaten together, Maharaj and myself, and then we had retired into a room where we were lying on the left side, our head like this over the ground, and we were digesting and also speaking with each other. And I asked Maharaj, please tell me of your conviction in Krishna consciousness. Why have you become a devotee and joined the ISKCON movement? And he said he was looking for a guru, and then he came to the Calcutta temple and he wanted to buy a Bhagavad Gita, but there was no Gita in store. Only there was one book, Nectar of Devotion, in English. And he read it was gifted to him as a gift, and he read the book the whole night. He could not stop. And then when he fell asleep, then in the morning when he woke up, he continued to read the book. He did not, he was so fascinated, he did not do anything else than just reading the Nectar of Devotion. And afterwards, it was clear that I have found my guru. I have found Srila Prabhupada. So then he visited the temple, and then later he decided to join. And now this is what Maharaj said. I went to the Ganga. I found some baba who could shave my head. Then I put all my old cloth together. I made a string around the cloth and I threw it into the Ganga. Some poor man will find it and will use it. I took my bath and I prayed, I will give my life now to Srila Prabhupada. In a way, my dear devotees, this is a symbolic gesture to shave one's hair, to give up one's old garments, cloth, means I will now start a new life. It is almost like dying. Dying before death. It is a very common subject, to die before you die. What this means is your ego, your old identifications go. And he has never returned. He told me that once he met Srila Prabhupada in his room. Hari Sori was massaging Srila Prabhupada. And then Bhakti Charu Maharaj read some letters in Hindi and Bengali which had arrived for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told him, answer like this, answer like this, answer like this. But when that was finished, Bhakti Charu Maharaj didn't want to leave the room. He wanted to stay with Srila Prabhupada as long as possible. But then Prabhupada looked at him and he said one thing which very much convinced our Maharaj. He said, give this one life to Krishna. Just give this one life to Krishna. For so many lifetimes, you have tried to enjoy, but you were not satisfied. Now, give this one life to Krishna. This is something which Bhakti Charu Maharaj, in his lectures, when he spoke to devotees, would repeat, just give this one life to Krishna. You have tried to enjoy separately from Krishna and were never satisfied. Even you tried many lives, but now give this one life to Krishna. This was what Srila Prabhupada instructed him, and he has done this gloriously. I would like to come to an end by remembering one other thing he had shared with me. Once, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Mayapur, received an invitation from the priests who managed the Shripad of Mahesh Pandit. Who was Mahesh Pandit? He was a dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This place was 50 kilometers or so away from Sridhar Mayapur. And Prabhupada went with his ambassador, had this color, maroon, this type of color, and took Bhakti Charu Maharaj with him. And there was a little, you know, it was a Bengali village, simple villages were there, and Srila Prabhupada preached to them, Jare deko dhare kaha Krishna upadesh, Amar agyan guru aya tara e desh. You are knowing the Bengali language very nicely, so you must, I'm trying. So he Prabhupada encouraged these simple villagers that please, you all become preachers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Then Bhakti Charu Maharaj reflected, yes, this is Prabhupada's desire, that everyone, even simple villagers from Bengali village, the people would never go to America. They will never think of maybe even going to Calcutta, it is too far. But Prabhupada said, you all preach. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. I would like to encourage all of you who listen to this, that this was Maharaj's understanding. He came, as Jayapataka Maharaj has reminded us, to America. He left safe Ujjain temple and went to America because he felt this was Prabhupada's desire that he preach Krishna consciousness. This is what I want to request you also. Those of you who are sit in the memorial, those of you who have some heart for Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Charu Maharaj, please understand. Become a preacher. Some of us may be a small bird, like a sparrow. We can only fly in the courtyard. Others can fly from country to country. Yet others can fly from continent to continent. Whatever is your capacity, even if you are a simple person who can only preach to the neighbor, please follow the legacy that was left behind by Bhakti Charu Maharaj and also become a preacher and give this one life to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. His example will always be remembered by ISKCON. I think there will be no one who can fill his place. But he will live on in our movement if we can follow his example. I thank you very, very much for listening. I will now get off the computer and watch the rest of the program. Hare Krishna, Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.